As Capilano University arrives, prioritizing early learning is crucial for Squamish's future. In her seminal work 30 Million Words, Professor Dana Susskind eloquently stated, "Her third grade reading is barely at the level of a kindergartner, a predictor of her life to come." This powerful quote encapsulates the critical importance of early childhood education, especially in communities like Squamish, where the industry landscape is evolving. Consider the hypothetical child Susskind references, who had her hearing difficulties corrected but faced a home environment lacking in educational stimuli. Despite medical intervention, her academic performance suffered, foreshadowing potential challenges in her future. This narrative underscores a profound truth. Education begins long before a child steps into a classroom. Squamish has long been synonymous with outdoor recreation, but as the arrival of Capilano University looms on the horizon, it's time to reassess our priorities. While higher education opportunities are undoubtedly beneficial, they are the culmination of a journey that begins in the earliest years of a child's life. With traditional industries like mining and mills dwindling, the future prosperity of Squamish hinges on cultivating a skilled and educated workforce. Investing in early childhood education isn't just a moral imperative, it's an economic necessity. Research consistently demonstrates the lifelong benefits of quality early learning experiences. Children who participate in high-quality early education programs exhibit better academic performance, higher earning potential, and reduced likelihood of involvement in crime later in life. These outcomes are not just advantageous for individuals but for the community as a whole. Moreover, early childhood education serves as a crucial equalizer, bridging the gap between children from diverse socioeconomic backgrounds. By providing all children with access to enriching educational opportunities from an early age, we can mitigate the disparities that hinder social mobility and perpetuate cycles of poverty. As Squamish transitions from an industry-focused town to a hub of education and innovation, we must recognize that our greatest resource lies in the potential of our youth. Building a foundation of early learning ensures that every child in Squamish has the opportunity to thrive, regardless of their circumstances of birth. So, let us seize this opportunity to prioritize the education of our youngest citizens. In doing so, we will pave the way for a brighter tomorrow for Squamish and all who call it home. Anthony Bianco, Squamish. The Squamish Chief welcomes letters to the editor of up to 400 words. Letters should be exclusive to this publication and are meant to respond to a recent local story in the Squamish Chief or raise an issue happening in town. Please include your name, neighborhood, and daytime phone number. The deadline is 5 p.m. Monday to be considered for Thursday's edition. Full names and neighborhood will be published with the letter. The publisher reserves the right to refuse and edit letters for length and clarity or to address legal concerns. Email letters to editor@squamishchief.com.